Close your eyes and pay attention to your breath. Notice where you feel the breathing process in the body. Because when the Buddha talks about the in-and-out breath, that's what he's talking about, not so much the air coming in and out through the nose, but the movement of energy in the body. Where do you feel that as you breathe in? Where do you feel it as you breathe out? Try to stay right there. Let the mind settle down right here. Because the mind needs a good place to stay. Otherwise it wanders around like a little child. A child wandering around on its own, it can get in a lot of trouble. The sun comes out and it gets hot. The rain comes and it gets cold. Strangers come up and can kidnap it. In other words, your unskillful thoughts can take over. So you need a good place to stay, a solid place to stay. That's where you're safe. Inside, make a home for the mind. And when you're looking after the mind like this, you're not the only person who benefits. Some people say that in Buddhism we're looking after ourselves. We're looking after ourselves so that we can be responsible in looking after other people too. As the Buddha said, when you make the mind mindful, alert, well-concentrated, discerning, you're helping other people. The image he gives is an acrobat. One acrobat is standing on top of the acrobat's shoulders. And the acrobat below says, okay, you look out after me and I'll look out after you. That way we'll come down from the line and be safe. And the one on top says, no, that's not going to do. You have to look after yourself, I look after myself, and that's how we help each other. In other words, each acrobat has to maintain his or her balance. If you lose your balance, it makes it hard for other people to maintain theirs. So it's not that we're being selfish by looking after our mind, looking after our own well-being. We're looking after it in a responsible way. Because as the Buddha saw, when you look for genuine happiness, it doesn't have to take anything away from anyone else, and you actually have more to offer to them. On the obverse side, when you look after other people, you gain good qualities inside, and you develop your patience, you develop your equanimity. Because dealing with other people is not easy. You have to be patient, you have to be equanimous. You have to make sure that you're still kind and have goodwill for other people no matter what they do. Here again, you're looking after yourself, because if your goodness depends on their goodness, then it's not safe, it's not reliable. Because we look at the world around us, people who should be responsible are behaving in a very irresponsible way. And if we take them as an example, we start behaving irresponsibly, and then we suffer as a result. We have to have our internal source of well-being. So you look after other people, you look after yourself. And both sides benefit. This is what's good about the Buddha's teachings, because most people in the world look for happiness in terms of wealth, status, praise, sensual pleasures. When people think about a happy new year, that's what a lot of people think about. May I be wealthy, may I have status, may people praise me, may I have lots of pleasures. But that kind of happiness is not really safe. One thing, it turns into other things. Wherever there's wealth, there's going to be lots of wealth. Where there's status, you can lose your status very easily, because if there's something people give to you, they can take it away. And this is the kind of happiness that creates boundaries. If someone gains, somebody else has to lose. This is what creates boundaries in the world. This is why there's so much strife in the world. Because people are looking for happiness in an irresponsible way. If you look for happiness in being generous and being virtuous and in developing your mind, good qualities in your mind, then you benefit and the people around you benefit too. So try to be responsible in your search for happiness. When we say Happy New Year, may it be a happy, responsible New Year. Because when your happiness is responsible, then it's going to last. It's going to be solid. If it's irresponsible, people are going to want to take it away from you. But when you're being responsible, people benefit from your happiness. They're going to be happy for you. This is how happiness grows in the world, as each of us trains ourselves. So look after your mind. Look after your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. You benefit, and the people around you benefit as well. This is what a Happy New Year means, where everybody benefits.